Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I'm a man who loves to work. My daddy taught me the value of hard work from a very young child, and I keep a pretty rugged schedule even to this day. It's not many days that I'm in bed past 4:30 in the morning. I put a lot of hours in for the Lord. I decided a long time ago I wouldn't let the devil's crowd work harder for the devil than I do for God. I am in no danger of rusting out. Matter of fact, I don't plan to retire. I plan to retread and keep on going and die in the saddle. People become weary physically, but I watch people become weary spiritually. I have watched people who were strong and became weak and mess up. Watched them be strong in battle and then give up as soon as the battle was over and destroy their life. Was it because of the fatigue? No, it was because they gave up. Spiritual battle is so much harder on people. It's a battle you can't see. It's a battle you can't touch. You can't punch or shoot a spirit. A physical battle can be recovered with sleep. But when you sleep with a spiritual battle, you wake up with it staring you in the face. It doesn't seem to go away with rest, and it begins to haunt you even in your rest. I have been to the points of my life and ministry of not wanting to quit, but not sure I was able to or strong enough to keep on going. Wasn't sure I could take another step. I didn't want to give up, but I wasn't sure I could go on. I had no desire to quit, but I was so tired that I wasn't sure I could make it if I kept going. I never want to quit, but I can't tell you I haven't had those days that I wasn't sure I could go on. 27 times in the Bible, God commands us to be strong. God never gives us a command that he does not give us the wherewithal to obey the command. He never commands us to do something we cannot do. This means we can decide to be strong. The secret to being strong is not having stress. The elimination of stress is the secret to strength. The secret to eliminating stress is forgetting about yourself. Let me share a very wonderful truth with you. God says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary?" Can I tell you something? God doesn't get weak. God doesn't get tired. So if God doesn't get weak and God doesn't get tired, I guess we could eliminate our stress if we'll just put our weakness into his strength. Let me give you some thoughts that will bless you today. Number one, how do I eliminate stress? We make God happy. You know, we're not here to make ourselves happy. The Bible doesn't tell us that we make ourselves happy and then get strong. We're to make God happy. You know, if we make God happy or give God joy, that in turn gives us strength. It says he giveth power to the faint. God wants us to make him happy so that he can in turn give us strength. Watch a tired parent who's been working all week long go to one of their children's ball games on a Friday evening. It seems like they were dragging themselves in, but they watched their child go into a ball game or go into some kind of recital, and they have the joy and the strength to keep on going. Seeing their child happy gives them strength. You know, Luke chapter 15, verses 7 through 10, you know, when we go out and tell others about Jesus, soul winning, that makes God happy. When I'm tired, when I'm spiritually wore out, is all I have to go do is knock on some doors and tell folks about Christ, and I'm invigorated again. You know, when I can help restore a Christian's joy and life and give them help and strength, this gives me the strength I need to go on in my own battles. So we have to make God happy. To make God happy, we do things for others, not for ourselves. Number two, working for God gives you strength. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 says that, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest." And God says, how do we do that? We take a yoke upon us. Now, wait a minute. God does not give more strength until you use the strength you have. We have to use our strength. God didn't tell us to come drop our burden at the altar and walk away and let him take care of it. He said, you come to the altar and I'll hook up with you, but you're going to pull. And I'll pull as much as you pull, but we have to pull together. You see, you say, well, they that wait upon the Lord. Yes, they that wait upon the Lord. The word wait there is like serving tables, like the waiter or the waitress at the restaurant. You don't sit there and the waiter or waitress does nothing. They serve. And God will pull in the yoke if we keep on pulling. When we're busy working with someone else and working on someone else's problem, we're too busy to see ourselves. You see, God wants us to get our eyes off our problems. That means we ought to visit the poor and the widows and the fatherless. We ought to be a greeter at church or an usher or work in the nursery, work on the buildings or help in a nursing home or serve in the church some way. Doing God's work will make you stronger and give you the strength needed in the battle. Next, doing the will of God gives you strength. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29. When I do the will of God, I get strength. When I disobey God's will, I lose strength. See, sleep is important, but God can give you what sleep cannot give you. When you fulfill God's will in your life, this will give you strength. Number four, stress keeps you from being strong. Proverbs 24:10. Stress is caused by thinking too much about yourself. Stress is caused because we focus on the problem. Quitting on God when you're tired will not give you strength, it weakens you. There's a reason the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. If I'm paying attention to what God says to me, I don't have time to think about my own problems. You see, we don't need more entertainment. We don't need more vacation. We need more obedience. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.